We've seen the headlines now for much of the past year, from Ferguson, Missouri to Baltimore, Maryland, stories of real community strife that really tug at our racial fault lines. And you speak to this issue in your book. As a young African-American who many look up to and a man of strong faith, do you have hope, Tripp, that we can heal both as a nation and as a church?
I do have hope. First, I'll speak about hope for the church. The reason I have hope for the church is because the unity that we desire, even across racial lines, has already been accomplished by Jesus. So when we see, for instance, Ephesians talk about unity, it's talking about a unity that Jesus already took care of. He already removed the dividing line between Jew and Gentile and between any different races. And that unity is already there. What we're fighting for is to live out that unity. You know, we're already unified in Jesus as a church. We trusted in the same Lord. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Mm. The same Holy Spirit dwells in each of us. We read the exact same Bible. I mean, to have the same God, the Spirit, living in each of us, that is an amazing unity that goes even beyond racial unity or family unity or city unity. There's a deep unity available for us, and we're spending eternity together in heaven. So I have great hope for the church, because the greatest blow ever dealt for unity is what Jesus did on the cross. And then for us as a nation, to think about all of our culture, I have hope there, too. It's just a more difficult kind of thing to fight for, because we don't have that same kind of unity with everybody in the world. But I think one of the great things is that as a church, we get to fight for that as people who know what true unity looks like and what Jesus is aiming for. Even if you, and even as we think about young people, if you think about the civil rights movement, so much of it, young people, college students were at the forefront of it. Even if you just watch Selma and you think about some of the marches, so many of them were young people and college students. And I think as young people, we can use our unique zeal and strength to fight even for justice issues. And I think all of us in the church of Jesus, this should be an issue that means something to us, because it's a very real burden that even if it doesn't affect you personally, it affects other people. And if we don't know each other's burdens, we can't bear one another's burdens. And we can't obey what Jesus says in Scripture about truly loving one another.